Welcome to the Ecolistic Living Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Campillo, a certified holistic nutrition and natural health practitioner and former meat eater turned vegan for 11 years now. After learning the truth about our food system and the animals, I experienced healing on so many levels. I started living what I learned, and now I want to help you do the same. So if you're ready to live your life to the fullest and experience your own healing transformation, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Because living your best life, that is what Ecolistic Living is all about. So grab yourself a fruit smoothie, plug in those ears, and let's get started. Today, we are diving into the essential skill of reading ingredient labels at the grocery store. I think this is a very important topic to discuss so you can be well-equipped to make healthier food choices. If you're not really sure what ingredients to stay away from or could use a bit of brushing up, this episode is for you. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat, right? Well, it's not only what you eat that matters, but what your body assimilates. So if you're filling it with all kinds of foreign and toxic ingredients that make up the food package, then your body is not properly assimilating what you're eating. In other words, your digestive system is going to have a hard time digesting the so-called food. Remember this, garbage in means garbage out. That's if it makes it out and it doesn't back up your plumbing. Backed up pipes lead to deterioration over time. And what do you think happens after that? Illness and disease develop. Same goes for the good stuff. Health in results in health out. A healthy mind and body start with the plate. So let's break it all down and get you filling your shopping cart with healthier options. First things first, let's talk about the ingredients list itself. This is where you'll find all the components that make up the product. Pay attention to the first few ingredients. These are listed in descending order from highest to lowest in weight, which means they make up the majority of what you'll be eating. The last ingredient listed makes up the least amount of the food product. Look for products that have whole foods listed in the first ingredients. Also, look for foods that list ingredients you can actually read and understand. Stay away from those lengthy ingredient labels. Nothing good comes from those. I have a tool for this to share with you that will make your life so much easier, so be sure to listen till the end. Next, get familiar with common food additives and ingredients so you know what to look out for. You'll want to avoid things like artificial preservatives, colors, flavors, and sweeteners. And when you see high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils, and refined sugars, run for the hills. These are terrible for the body and come with a hidden agenda. And in case you didn't know, these toxic ingredients create holes in your intestinal lining that cause what is commonly known as leaky gut. This leads to inflammation, weight gain, diabetes, and many other health complications, which is why it's so important you know what to look out for before you buy. And that means looking beyond the front labeling. The front of the package is worded to perfection and designed with intention of selling you on it. This way, you don't bother turning it around to look further. Don't be fooled. It's all marketing to make the sale and fuel the bottom line. It has nothing to do with your health and well-being. Remember that next time you feel compelled to buy something solely on what the package says on the front. Here's how you can get ahead of the tricksters. When you go grocery shopping, scan the ingredient list and look for whole, minimally processed ingredients that you can recognize and pronounce. They should not be lengthy or confusing. Ingredients like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes are generally good indicators of a nutritional product. Unless, of course, you're allergic to nuts. Keep an eye out for hidden sources of allergens or dietary restrictions, such as gluten, dairy, and soy. These ingredients may go by different names or be disguised as additives, so it's important to read labels carefully if you have specific dietary needs. For example, if you're following a plant-based lifestyle, look for products where plant-based ingredients are predominantly listed and animal-derived ones are absent. One thing to remember is that some ingredients will serve as an umbrella term while hiding the laundry list of toxic ingredients it's made up of. So instead of listing them all and exposing the product for what it truly is, they hide chemicals and toxins behind a vague term to make you think it's not a big deal. This is a sneaky marketing tactic to keep you from knowing what's really in there. And the scary and sad part is that it's FDA approved and 100% legal. Some of these vague terms include artificial flavor, natural flavor, and spices. You'd be surprised what's in there. Take natural flavors, for example. These can come from plant or animal matter, as defined by the Food and Drug Administration. And while these substances may be derived or considered as coming from natural sources, They're in turn manipulated in a lab to create the end result. The final ingredient then becomes a combination of artificial flavors and synthetic chemicals that fall under the term natural. What's more is that the only way they're required to disclose the original sources of these chemical mixtures is if they contain a major food allergen. So keep this in mind the next time you see the word natural in any product. Lastly, don't forget to check the nutrition facts section for important information like serving size, fat, and calories. This can help you make more informed decisions about the nutritional value of the product and how it fits into your overall diet. By arming yourself with knowledge and reading ingredient labels with intention, you can make healthier, more sustainable choices that support your overall health and well-being. Becoming a more conscious food shopper will also make it easier to navigate the grocery store, knowing which aisles to go down and which ones to avoid. And now for that tool I mentioned earlier. You need to try the app Yuka. Y-U-K-A. Yuka is a popular mobile app designed to help you make healthier choices when shopping for food and personal care products. So for example, when you scan a product, it'll tell you if it's bad, good, or excellent, and then give you a percentage of where it falls under. It also gives you suggestions of what you can get instead if the item isn't categorized as good or excellent. It's a really cool app, and it will quickly become your best shopping buddy. If you found great value in this episode, please take a moment to provide a 5-star rating and review on Apple or wherever it is you're listening. It won't take long, and it will also help others to find me. Please take a moment to do that right now because it will also allow me to create and upload more episodes that I'm sure will serve and inspire you in some way. If you're listening on YouTube, leave a comment below and let me know if this episode provided you with valuable insights. And if it did, be sure to share it with family and friends so they too can become aware of what's lurking in what could potentially be their favorite so-called food. Have a great week, my friend, and I'll see you next time on Ecolistic Living.